Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Students at Macon's Wesleyan College start the school year today without controversial class names that they've used for about a century. Since the 1910s, each incoming class at the Women's College has adopted a class name and kept it for their 4 years. Once the class graduates, the next group of freshmen takes on the name. It's a rotation of four names: Golden Hearts, Purple Knights, Green Knights, and Red Pirates. But the Macon Telegraph reports the Red Pirates name has a racist past. The class was originally called the Ku Klux Klan, then later the Tri-K and the Tri-K Pirates. School officials say they've found no evidence the other names have ties to the Klan, but they're dropping all four because of the connection to that era. Instead, classes will be known only by the colors. The Augusta-Richmond County Board of Elections is working to improve access to polling places for disabled voters. Location, parking, and accessibility are taken into consideration, but some citizens express concerns about obstacles like steep driveways, pedestrian routes, and lack of sidewalks. Carol Burrowbridge is Augusta's Americans with Disabilities Act officer. She says the county is working to fix things ahead of the November general election.
We put in a cement wedge at a threshold at one location. Another location was moved. Engineering is going to just rebuild some curb ramps.
Poll workers can help disabled voters once they are inside polling places, and they can vote without waiting in line. Bug enthusiasts are gathering this week in Athens. The North American Coalition of Agriculture is a group of scientists, chefs, and food lovers that advocates farming and eating bugs. University of Georgia entomologist Marianne Shockley says there are many reasons why insects could be the answer to world food scarcity.
Insects can be reared vertically. They require very little water, very little space, and have a very quick turnover as far as, their lifespan, about 6 weeks from egg to adult for a cricket to be able to be consumed in its full protein form.
Shockley says children are generally more willing to try an insect. The Eating Insects Athens conference started today and continues through Wednesday. You can hear the full interview with Dr. Shockley at gpbnews.org. And proposed legislation in Atlanta could crack down on lobbying. The AJC reports two potential ordinances would require lobbyists to register with the city and urge city council to report violations of state lobbying law. Atlanta currently lacks its own lobbying code. These proposals come amidst debated legislation that could make it hard for private companies to boot vehicles. Council members said they have seen people lobby for booting companies without identifying themselves as lobbyists. The ordinances will be discussed at a city council meeting Friday. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.